Hello?
Hey, thanks for holding. Am I speaking with Ramsey?
Yeah, hey, Charlie, man. I'm sorry about that. That's crazy. I literally walked in my mom's house, and, of course, that's when you're going to call. So sorry about that.
We were playing a little phone tag there. I was just going to see how far
yeah,
we can keep it up.
Yeah, exactly.
What can I do for you,
Charlie,
sir?
Really, the only question I have for you, and I think this is a quick question. I believe it is.
Sure.
If someone, I kind of understand the dashboard and I understand, you know, how I'm going to get my text messages and stuff like that. What about Facebook though? Is it a different process? Because I just want to make sure I'm not getting any leads from Facebook or anything like that and I'm missing out on it because I have no idea how to work Facebook.
Okay. Facebook should just be a click to call. So they should just be able to click the button and they should be able to just call you directly for the services you provide.
So it shouldn't be like that I should actually go on Marketplace and have to go through
no.
that to see who called me, right? It'll
no.
be the same process as the guy who called me from Angie's list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll come up on the 810 number the same way.
100%.
Okay. I figured it was,
yeah.
It was a simple question.
Yeah, just because like for you, you know, you're busy. So we don't want you to be on, we don't want you to be on Facebook all day long trying to respond back to text messages and stuff like that. We want them to click to call you directly. So that way we have, a call button there and it just transfers straight to your phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Charlie, listen, man, I don't mean to be, you know, sound like an a-hole or anything when I say this, but, you know, I am direct and I am straight up and I believe in, you know, being, you know, honest about things
mm-hmm.
and actually communicating. So, obviously I wanted to ask you this,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I can pay that $250, the 15th. If ever for some reason though, if ever that I can't pay it, is it an option to get it pushed back, like pushed out, as long as I make like an arrangement or you know what I'm saying with you guys? Like say for example I wouldn't have that $250 to the end of this month. You know,
okay.
Could I call, and I'm not saying do it all the time, I'm just trying to, you know, troubleshoot if something happens.
Right. Yeah, no, communication is big with us. So we want to keep you on as a lifetime client. So we're definitely here to help you and work with you. Just communication. So what I would do is if you ever run into a situation like that, then just call us 3 days before your billing cycle is due and just ask, when you call into the support team, just ask them, just say, hey, it's Ramsey. I was just wondering if we could push out my billing and if I can pay it this time because I'll have the money in there. And 9 times out of 10, it's a yes. We're very
okay.
flexible. We just want to make sure that, you know, the services is what we're providing for you, but then also too, you know, we got to make sure that you pay for the service too. So just communication is big with us. That's all.
Okay. And Charlie, this is the part I'm not trying to sound like an a-hole, you know, because dude, you've been nothing but professional. You've been nothing but nice. I could see you in, you know, a couple of years, you know, 10 years or something running this business. I really could.
Thank you.
Cause you know, seriously, you've got the intelligence and the capability of doing it. So when I say this, you know, believe me, you're in the highest respects. But here it is. I'm going to pay the $250, the 15th February. I'm going to go ahead and pay that.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally get that you guys have set up websites for me and I'm legitimate and I'm on Google. You know, I've seen that for myself. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm doing this so I can get work, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, until I have that work, it's all, you know, promises and good intentions. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the
right.
end result. So having said that, I'm going to pay the $250 and I feel like that's, you know, good faith because you guys have been on good faith and y'all have actually set up the websites and y'all have got me on Google. So y'all have done what y'all said y'all was going to do. But having said that, I definitely want to see some work, and I'm going to give it the time that we spoke about. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you straight up, if for some reason, say I'm just the most unluckiest dude on the planet, has nothing to do with you guys, I don't get any jobs, you know, it's not going to be lucrative for me. So
right.
I guess all
you're
I'm trying to say is the defining factor is going
to
be, you know, am I getting leads?
Right.
So I'm going to pay it February, and I'm really hoping in March it'll just blow up. But I just want to be forthright with you, you know, to let you know I'm not trying to screw you guys over or anything. But if for some reason, you know, it doesn't take off, then that's going to be a problem for me.
Yeah, no, 100%. I appreciate your transparency. And that's why we say give it the 30 to 45 days. So the 2 month verbal agreement, because it's like a steam engine, right? When you leave the docks for the steam engine on the train station, you're not really going that fast. But once it's going, your steam engine is going. Don't step in front of
right,
that thing.
Right.
Right. So that's the thing here is it does take a little bit of time, but you know, and that's why we do the month to month is because if this isn't something that you want to continue because for whatever reason, you know, us putting you in front of the customers just didn't work out, but we created everything for you and you have that, you know, it's up to you at that point if you want to continue. On a professional level, I totally understand. You know, I can't personally make the calls for you because if I would, then we'd probably have a different story at the end of the two months. But I'm not saying that you're not going to get the jobs. I firmly am very confident that you will get the jobs here coming in. It just takes a little bit of time. I mean, we're only 2 weeks into your campaign. So I'm very confident. I've done this before I came on to this company here. I did this with my pops for local restaurants, and we were able to help them scale their business in the middle of COVID. So I'm very confident in this. It's just that, like I said, advertising, it just takes time. But once the advertising, it's up, it's running, and you start generating, at that point, that's when it just, you're just like, well, let's ride this out. But it just takes a little bit of time, and I know your patience have been tremendous, and I know that it's going to work for you, okay?
Okay. And I also want to give you a little bit more flattery. I've noticed the LLC on there. I'm very happy with it. And I'm going to tell you, I know you told me you were like, some people, you know, they don't care about the LLC. Some people do. The people, I guess maybe it's a Southern thing or something, but the people that I showed it to, you know, I was like, hey, man, you need to get on this. This is what I'm doing. It's really working out, blah, blah, blah. The first thing, they're like, oh, LLC. That was like the first thing that jumped out at them.
Yeah.
So I'm happy you guys got that.
Yeah, I'm glad we put it there. It looks professional, I will say. It's just some people, I don't know. Some people, they like it, and then some people, they really don't care if it's on there. So, like I said, if you want it on there, I don't mind putting it there.
Right. I don't even know if they kind of, some people may not even know what it's all about, you know. Maybe my buddy, because he's kind of in business, he kind of knew what it was about. And and based on that, and I'll just ask you this one last thing, and I'll let you go, because I know you've probably got 100 things to do. My buddy, I'm trying to get him into on board with this, and what he does, and the reason why I'm asking is because I don't even know if you guys cater to this sort of business. He is an arborist. He's a tree guy. Climbs up in trees, can make thousands of dollars. But he's one of the old school, like me, you know, like I was, knocking on doors, talking to people. That crap does not work anymore. You know, you have to get out there and network, and you have to, you know, do it with the internet. So, do you guys, like, if I gave him your information, could y'all hook him up?
Absolutely. Yeah, we work with tree arborists all around the country.
Awesome.
100%. Is he a licensed tree arborist where he does tree removal, tree trimming, stump grinding, all that stuff?
Well, he doesn't have a stump grinder, but he'll climb, he'll top them, he'll even take them off, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, I love, like, it's the same thing. I just want to make sure if he wants to call in, or I mean, if you want me to take down his number and you want to say, hey, you know, give him a heads up. My guy Charlie's going to take care of you and give you the same deal that you got here. I can call him and let him know as well. And then you could just let him know, hey, Charlie's going to call you tomorrow at X at time. Just kind of be out for his phone number, phone call.
Yeah. And, you know, that's your fault, right? Because you're so good at your job. I'm definitely going to, refer him to you personally. So sorry about that.
I appreciate that. I know we have some stuff as well when you do refer business owners to us. So it actually helps you here. Yeah, we have I don't think it's called a referral program that we have. So I'll check it out. When he signs up, I don't know what the deal is, but I'll text you. I'll reach out to my mm-hmm. boss and see what kind of referral program he has. And then, from there, I'll text you what we could actually do for you here as well.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I'm definitely for, you know, little freebies here and there. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything to help as well. So yeah, let him know. Tell him to give us a call. You know, reach out to me. One of my representatives, like, you spoke to Rona right now. She transferred you over to me. So same thing. Just have mm-hmm. him call in, say, hey, I want to talk to Charlie, and they'll transfer him over to me, and then I can get them all set up.
Okay, awesome. Oh, and just one more little question.
Sure.
And this is not to back up the conversation, but, okay, so on my Facebook, mm-hmm. it is, I guess this is kind of what I was really trying to ask, and it just popped in my dumb brain, but it's K&R Restoration. I have two profiles, K&R Restoration and Ramsey Burleson.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to inhibit anything or deter anything if I've got it on my profile as opposed to the K&R Restoration profile?
No, if you're looking at it and you're on your profile, it's just, you're just flipping back from profile to profile. That's it. It doesn't hinge.
Okay, but I'm saying that the customers will still see the K&R, like they won't see just Ramsey Burleson and be like, okay, what is this, you know?
Yeah, just because you're on your Ramsey, they're always going to see your K&R. They're not going to see the Ramsey page, okay. Never. Yeah, they'll never know that unless they talk to you. when they talk to you and you let them know who you are, they might run across your page at that point, but they'll never get your personal information or your name or anything like that from your page, your business page.
Okay.
It's just strictly professional. Nothing personal.
Okay. Yeah, now I didn't know if like not having it switched over was hindering me. You know, that was my main thing. Because like I say, I'm so dumb when it comes to all this tech stuff. I'm learning, but I'm definitely green.
Yeah, no, you're okay. It still works. So people are going there. Now when you go into your dashboard, you'll be able to see how many clicks and stuff you've gotten. So like I said, you're only 2 weeks in, so the ads have only been running out for a week, so it's still optimizing. I'm telling you, once we get past that 30 to 45 days, you're definitely going to see these jobs start to roll in.
I believe you. I think so, too. And I've gotten on a few people's radar, you know, that I want to be on their radar, so already.
Nice. Good. Good. Yeah, I mean, like I said, if anything, Ramsey, you could always reach out to me. I could always answer the questions. I mean, we have pretty quick conversations when you call me.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, lady. I was like 5 minutes to the time, you know.
Yeah, so, and too, like I said, if your buddy, you want to get him on board, I could set him up with the same promotion that he gave you. I won't charge him a dollar extra. And in that way, you know, he's getting the same deal as well, and I'll hook him up.
So you think you can get him in for the $250?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think
okay,
so.
Awesome.
I know so.
Definitely. Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll tell him that. And he is the proverbial horse. You know, I'm going to try my best to lead him to water, and hopefully he'll drink because, you know, we're trying to help him out. So
yeah,
that's kind of
I understand. You know, and the thing is, too, is with these older companies, you know, no offense, but, you know, when technology these days is just fast, rapidly growing, right? And everything is done on the Internet. I mean, nowadays, before you used to have a guy that came to your door to, you know, give you milk. Now you got to go down to the grocery store. They don't even have those things anymore. So, you know, the whole door knocking thing, and it's great. It does pay the bills. I'm not going to lie. I know people that still do that, but they also have the Google. So anybody that's in your backyard that's really looking for a tree arborist, and you pop up at that, you know, 50 years in business or 40 years or 30 years, 20 years, whatever you have, they know you have the experience. They're going to click to call you, and then they're going to want to see what kind of work you do, and then you'll be able to get the customers that way. So, it's just the new day and age of how people are able to find companies.
Okay, sounds great. I will definitely pass it along. And if I can get him on the phone and get him on board, which I'm going to try my best to, his name is Daniel, just to let you know, Daniel.
Daniel. Okay. Yeah, I look forward to his call. And like I said, when he calls in, one of the representatives will answer. They might just ask him a couple questions just to qualify his business, understand how long he's been in there, and then they'll transfer him over to me. But just say, just let him know, hey, call my guy, ask for Charlie, and they'll get you hooked up with him. And I'll take care of him for sure.
Now, I'm not trying to circumvent the process or anything, but the number that you just left me, could I have him call you on that number, or would it be better to actually go through the process? I don't want to, you know, jump ahead or anything.
Yeah, I would just call back. Like, you spoke to Rona, so she just wants to make sure that he's going to, She just makes sure that when he gets over to me, that I don't have to ask all those questions and say how long you've been in business or all these kind of things. So she's just going to qualify him and ask him, hey, how long you've been in business? Boom, 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 boom. Okay.
Right.
And then they'll transfer him over to me, and then he'll say, hey, Charlie Ramsey sent me over to you. And then I'll just make sure everything is solid from that point.
I got you. Kind of like a pre-interview. Yeah. And then I'll explain it to him because he has no idea the world of SHIT he's getting into.
Yeah. if anything, if he's kind of like a guy with, you know, he just wants to get straight to the meat and potatoes, and he just wants to talk to me and only me, then he can just call in and say, hey, I just like to talk to Charlie, and that's it. Just please just transfer me to Charlie, and I'll take care of everything. So. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whatever he likes.
All right. Sounds great, Charlie. I got to run. I'm getting a Hanes brand incorporated. I don't even know why they're calling me, but I'm going to see what it's about.
Nice. All right, Rams. Well, I hope you can close the deal there.
Yeah. Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.